Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I did mention, you know, Woolley's update there and that last little bit about the Women's World Cup officially getting underway. And I know what you're saying. Okay, Kyle, you're leading with women's soccer, but you can't do that. And that's not what I'm going to necessarily dive into. I think there is a bigger question that a lot of people have an opinion on, and I want to open with this. Okay, we'll get to my thoughts on the NBA Finals last night, the KD injury, the future. Who do you blame? Is there blame to go around? We'll do that coming up at 6:32, okay? But it was something that I've never seen before. Okay, I'm here. I got here about, what, 4:15, whatever it was, getting ready for the show. And, you know, on the TVs here on Fox, you had the U.S. Women's National Team in their first game of the World Cup, right? They're taking on a powerhouse Thailand team. I mean, Thailand, they are just absolutely loaded up. And by loaded up, I mean, they looked like they were drunk out there and they were not interested in playing in an actual soccer game. The U.S. won 13-0. Okay, 13-0. Alex Morgan had 5 goals, including one in like the 88th minute. She was still out there on the field and the coach was still throwing all the best players out there instead of calling off the dogs, okay? Megan Rapinoe. That's a name that you know, and even if you don't really follow women's soccer, she's been on the national team for many years, the, you know, short blonde hair. She's out there scoring a goal to make it 9-0 late in the second half, and she's doing a big sliding dance in front of the U.S. women's bench, you know, in celebration of embarrassing Thailand and sending a message to the rest of the world. I just want to know this, okay? Because you're going to see the highlights. You may have already seen the highlights or been following it on social media. Was that in poor form by the U.S. to just pour it on and embarrass the Thailand national team, make it 13-0? They're dancing, they're celebrating, they're showboating in their first win of the Women's World Cup. The phone number is 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136. I don't have an issue with it, and I'll tell you why. The women's national team is trying to send a message. And I actually feel this way about any Olympic sporting event, any World Cup, whatever it may be, okay? Forget about the rest of the world. Forget about sportsmanship. Forget about doing it right. Forget about, I don't know, being a good example for all the young kids out there. Send a message, a warning missile, if you will. Fire one off to the rest of the field, the rest of the tournament, that, hey, we're here and we're here to stay. And France or whoever the other teams are that might want to challenge the U.S. team, yeah, good luck with that. Sorry, we're the best damn team in the world, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. Now, did Thailand have to be, you know, kind of used in an effort to send that message? Of course they did. That's how it works. You know, and ordinarily, I kind of get the point of a lot of people where, okay, say it's a college football game, right? Say, you know, Michigan, well, this doesn't happen very often, but say Jim Harbaugh has Michigan up like, I don't know, 38-42-0, right? Late in the fourth quarter. If you're out there throwing the football and you have your starters in, yeah, I have a problem with that. I do. Because there's no need for that. You know, you run the football, you run the clock out, away you go, and you're done with it. I don't need Shea Patterson out there throwing on 3rd and 5 when you're up 7 touchdowns against, you know, Ball State. Okay, so I think it's subjective. Now, if you're a team late in the season and you need those style points and you get up big, say, like Ohio State got up big against Michigan last year, scoring 62 points. By the way, they just scored another touchdown. And you have to prove yourself to the committee and you're trying to make the college football playoff, I get running it up because it means something. In this instance, the U.S. women's national team, not only are they trying to prove, hey, we're dominant, we're the best in the world, we're going to take this World Cup one more time. But I also think this is about respect. And you see the women's national team in the midst of, I don't know, this back and forth fight about, you know, labor and being paid the same as the men. I think the women are trying to prove, hey, the men go out and can't score 12 goals in like four different World Cups. We just scored 13 in one game. And I kind of dig it. I do. And I know it sucks for Thailand, and I'm sure I feel, you know, terrible for the goalie and all that, but I actually resonate with it. I understand it, and I appreciate it. Like the Dream Team in 92, everyone got mad at them because what? They went out and beat Argentina 106 to like 25 or whatever the score was. I'm exaggerating, I know. But I love that. One, that's what people want to see. They want to see a dominant force go out there and do what they're being paid to do. But two, no mercy. You don't like it? Stop it. I think there's a lot of reasons why you can actually understand and get behind what the U.S. Women's National Team did today, winning 13-0 over Thailand. Do you think it was too much? Little bit of pouring on. Should they have called the dogs off on this one? I love the message that was sent. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Again, we'll get to the NBA final stuff, 6:32. Let's go to the phones, though. Patrick in Livonia, you're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Pat?
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Doing fantastic. What's going on?
I'm in complete lockstep with you. That showing, if they would have backed off even at 9-0 with like 20 minutes left, it would have been more disrespectful to Thailand, because keep in mind, they still have to go through 3 years of qualifying to get to where they are now. If you do that, you completely disrespect what they've done so far, and that's when injuries can happen. That's when you've got Thailand that keeps fighting, all of a sudden injure one of your star players because you decide to sit back and be lazy. And it does go to the depths of the women's national team sending a message not only to the world but also strictly to U.S. soccer in general.
See, Patrick, and, I think know, that's the bigger story here. I think they're sending a message to U.S. soccer, to the men's national team, to the fan base that – for whatever reason, embraces the men more so than the women, even though the women are really the team to watch and support and get behind. But also, Patrick, to your point about Thailand, they gave up. I mean, if you watch of those goals late, the goalie wasn't even moving. She wasn't even trying.
No, it was sad to watch, and I felt bad for that keeper because she's down. She's doing anything she can with her players just standing like pylons around her. She's getting pelted left and right. And I think I'm pretty sure she's injured at some point, but they just did nothing and left her out to dry.
Totally agree.
They still have two more games at least, and they could make it through. But it's all about goal differential too. If goal differential was not a factor in the World Cup, doesn't matter what team you are.
Yeah, I mean it's over. Yeah,
be that big.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I mean, this was the goal differential. That's all done. 13 goals compared to none. That's all over. Honestly, Alex Morgan, because she scored 5 today, she might lock up World Cup MVP, or if that's a thing. I don't know how they exactly do that, but again, no issue with them running it up and sending a message to the rest of the world. Let's squeeze in one more real quick here. Let's go to Ron on a cell. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Ron.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and disagree with you guys. I think you send that same message at 5-0, 6-0, and just have a dominating performance like that. You put 13 up on the board like that against that pathetic team up we were up against. That's bad optics. I don't care who you are. That's a crappy way to win a game. That's good for the United States. I don't think it looks good for sports. So. Frankly, disagree with both of you guys.
See, Ron, no, and I appreciate the call. Your phone was breaking up a little bit there, but I understand the other angle of looking at it. And, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. How would you feel if, you're one of these Thailand, professional players over there just getting embarrassed? And, I totally understand the sportsmanship angle of it all. But I think there is more at play here. There's something bigger than just this specific World Cup game. And I do believe that, and I'm not trying to be like girl power and women's rights and equal pay and all that. It is what it is. Okay. They can figure all that out on their own. But this is, I think, what you're going to see the entire World Cup. There is going to be a no mercy. There's going to be 90 minutes up and down that damn field trying to prove a point. And I actually love it. I don't mind. Now, look, if Alex Morgan gets hurt in the 88th minute and she's done for the tournament, you know what? Yeah, the coach might come under fire. That might not be the best look in the world. But go out there, say F the world, send a message to the U.S. men's national team, who sucks. They just lost 3-0 to a team they've never lost to before in some like international friendly. I kind of dig it. I like the attitude. I want to see more of it. Is that a bad opinion to have? Were you offended that they didn't call off the dogs? Do you think they should have?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.